您买了股票债券的 ETF， 就更不能错过 ETF 概念宅。
南坎台茂旁安美大旺，以环境、质感、财富三大价值震撼各界。李天铎建筑千平会所，三至四房双车位，
逢高调股换好宅，让钱钱变成您喜欢的样子。
安美大旺，03-317-6688，安美大旺。
Hello， 同情家族，欢迎收听 Look Back Sunday。在这个节目 ，John 老师会汇整过去不同国家与主题的热门跟读文章，让你可以在15分钟内吸收最精华的世界时事趣闻。Let's get right to it。
In age-old ritual, Mexican mayor weds alligator to secure abundance. A small-town Mexican mayor married his alligator bride in a colorful ceremony as traditional music ran out and revelers danced while imploring the indigenous leader to seal the nuptials with a kiss. San Pedro Juan Melula Mayor Victor Hugo Sosa obliged more than once during Thursday's wedding,bending down to plant his lips on the small alligator's snout, which had been tied shut presumably to avoid unwanted biting. The ritual marriage likely dates back centuries to pre-Hispanic times among Oaxaca state's Chontal and Huave indigenous communities, like a prayer pleading for nature's bounty. Oaxaca, located in Mexico's poor south,is arguably the country's richest in indigenous culture and home to many groups that have stubbornly maintained their languages and traditions. Next article. In Mexico, those searching for missing relatives can vanish too. 70-year-old Maria Herrera is scraping at the earth on a hill in the town of Huitzuco,in southern Mexico, looking for the mounds that indicate a decaying corpse. Digging in the dirt with a group of 100 other activists in the violent state of Guerrero, she wants to find her four missing son. More than 40,000 people are missing in Mexico, which has been swept by a wave of violence since the government declared war on the country's powerful drug cartels in 2006. At first,Herrera and her husband used the profits gained by selling household goods door-to-door to launch gold exchange business, which involved traveling the country to buy and sell gold. They did not realize a bloody cartel turf war was just breaking out in the state. They believe a local cartel mistook the brothers, Jesus and Raul, for members of a rival group and were captured.Two more brothers started looking for them but disappeared too. Next article.
We're living in hell, inside Mexico's most terrified city. The violence was already terrifying, she said, when grenades exploded outside her church in broad daylight some 5 years ago. Then children in town were kidnapped, disappearing without a trace.Then the bodies of the executed were dumped in city streets. And then came the day last month when armed men burst into her home, dragged her 15-year-old son and two of his friends outside and shot them to death, leaving Guadalupe, who didn't want her full name published out of fear of the men, too terrified to leave the house. I don't want the night to come, she said.Through tears. Living with fear is no life at all. For most of the population of Fresnillo, a mining city in central Mexico, a fearful existence is the only one they know. 96% of residents say they feel unsafe, the highest percentage of any city in Mexico, according to a recent survey from Mexico's National Statistics Agency.The economy can boom and bust. Presidents and parties and their promises can come and go. But for the city's 140,000 people, as for many in Mexico, there is a growing sense that no matter what changes, the violence endures. In 2018, during his run for president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador offered a grand vision to remake Mexico. Instead of arresting and killing traffickers as previous leaders had done, he would focus on the causes of violence. Hugs, not bullets, he called it. He was swept to victory. But 3 years after his landslide win, and with his Morena party in control of Congress, the drumbeat of death continues, suggesting that López Obrador's approach has failed, fueling in many a paralyzing helplessness. "We're living in hell," said Victor Pina, who ran for mayor of Fresnillo in the June elections and watched an aide gunned down beside him during a pre-campaign event. Zacatecas, the state Fresnillo is in, has the country's highest murder rate, with 122 deaths in June, according to the Mexican government. Across Mexico, murders have dropped less than 1% since López Obrador took office, according to the country's statistics agency. That was enough for the president to claim that there had been an improvement on a problem his administration inherited. Many in Fresnillo disagree. "Hugs, not bullets, doesn't work," said Javier Torres Rodriguez, whose brother was shot and killed in 2018. "We're losing the ability to be shocked."
Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目, 欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today. 有兴趣John老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目, 记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one!